coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
And we are live at AdTech 2008 in New York City. This is Dana Todd, roving reporter for Webmaster Radio. And with me today is Kevin Barenblatt, who is the founder and CEO of Context. And it's Context Optional. That's a really interesting name. But first, I want to know a little bit more about you. Where are you from? How'd you get here? Plane, trains, or automobiles? And did you have any adventures along the way?
I grew up in Texas. I'm living in San Francisco now.
Texas, cool.
Context Optional is based in San Francisco. The company's 3 years old.
3 years old.
And we've been building applications and working with brands on Facebook ever since the platform launched last May. Before that, Context was focused on widgets. Which was what brands used to do before there was opportunity to build into these developer platforms. So we've been doing it for about a year and a half.
Wow. So talk to me about some of your talk to me about what makes you different. So widgets are kind of the thing right now. I hear a lot of people out there developing applications, micro content, advert games, iPhone apps. Everything is these small deployable pieces of interactive content. Mm-hmm. Talk with me a little bit about what makes Context Optional different, and where'd you get that name? What does it mean to you? So maybe you start with the latter one first. What does Context Optional mean? What does it mean to you? Why'd you choose that name? Mm-hmm. And then talk to me about what makes Context a different company for deploying these apps.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting in branding and marketing, especially on social networks, context is very important. So how a brand is positioned, what the interactivity is like, and tying into someone's social connections is how we're able to effectively market throughout the communication channels that are available inside of the social network. So we're able to build these applications that you know, are often supported by media buys, but most of the growth actually comes through the social interactions people have with their friends. And so that's how we started.
So what makes you different?
How we're different.
How are you different? You know, how are you better than everybody else out there?
There are a few things. I think first and foremost, you know, we focus exclusively on the social networks. Mm. And so, you know, running a marketing campaign in the context of a social network is very different from doing it on TV or print or even online generally. And the big difference is we use the developer platforms that Facebook and the other social networks has as a marketing platform. And understanding that it's not all about the brand is very important in designing and creating a campaign. So, for example, you know, people are on Facebook for their friends, not for the brands.
Right.
Makes some of the brands sad, but the reality is people are there to interact with their friends, see photos, see messages, flirt, and stay in touch with people that they know. And so what we do is we design campaigns that tie into those friend connections and let brands take part of the conversation. So we run into a lot as brands think it's all about them. And it's not, you know, Facebook's different from TV in that we're not putting an ad between two segments of a TV show. To be most effective, what we really need to do is put the brand inside of the conversation. So in addition to designing the applications and the campaigns around that, the two other things that I think most differentiate us, so one is a really robust analytics platform. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, our approach is a little different from most application developers in that we're not just building applications in order to show ads. The applications are the ads. So like any other ad platform, we have some, you know, robust reporting to show who's interacting with the apps, how often, how they're hearing about it, are they inviting friends, how many friends accept, are the people living in the US, you know, where are the people, how old are they, how much time do they spend. We track all those interactions inside the app, the demographics, the return usage, and the length of engagement, and report that back to the brands.
So of all those metrics, and which do you find your customers are most interesting, and how are they measuring? What are the important metrics to them in measuring the success or not success of a social media app?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The metrics for most companies are different. So in some cases, it's views of a trailer, coupons that are downloaded, number of people who have entered a sweepstakes, length of time someone's played a game. For Travel Channel, we actually have the most popular branded app on Facebook now. It's called Kidnap. And it's sponsored by Travel Channel. So as part of the game, I'll log in and I'll see that, you know, Dana's kidnapped me to Anchorage. And I'm in Anchorage in order to escape. I have to answer a question. Well, to answer a question, I can either guess, or maybe I'm really smart and I know, or I can click on the cheat sheet.
Ooh.
The cheat sheet takes me back to Travel Channel where I can find the answer to escape.
Cool. If I kidnapped you, though, I wouldn't take you to Anchorage. I would take you somewhere far warmer.
So now we're sending 50, 100,000 people a day to travelchannel.com in order to find answer to these questions. So that's their
50,000 a day?
50,000 to 100,000 a day, yeah. There's 2.5 million people playing Travel Channel Kidnap right now on Facebook. It's the 9th or 8th most popular game on Facebook.
That's awesome. Now, when you come up with an idea like that, is it a combination of you and the client working together? Was it fit into another branding initiative? How much creative takeover do you guys get to do? Because you know the space really well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It varies quite a lot from client to client. In many cases, we have clients who come to us and say, we really want to do something on Facebook. What should we do? And so we'll sit down and actually make sure that sometimes that's not the right question. The question should be, you know, who are you trying to reach? How are you trying to change behavior? What are the goals of the campaign? How are you going to know when you've reached success? And then we can decide if Facebook is even the right place. But then, you know, depending on the questions and the goals of the client, the audience are trying to reach, we can craft a campaign around that.
Got it. That sounds really fascinating. So, okay. So I noticed one of the other things that you do is you are actually buying ad space on social networks. And now I've heard a lot of people saying that buying ad space on the social networks is not working as effectively as they might have liked for other types of advertising buys, particularly in the display world or even just the text link world. Mm-hmm. Why are you still buying it, and what's been the successes that you've been able to get out of it?
Yeah, we work with a lot of partners. I mean, in many cases, the media buying has actually been done by people we work with. So Facebook, for example, will do a media buy. And the reason for the media buys is for the reach. So, you know, there is huge audience on Facebook, for example, 110 million users that can be reached by using Facebook's distribution channels. But for us, the problem we're solving is the piece after that. What's the post-click experience like? So I see these ads. Where do I go? I could go to a microsite or to the company's corporate website, maybe an online store. But then I lose a lot of the advantages that we just discussed around being inside of the social network like Facebook. I lose my friends. I lose them ability to very easily invite them, at, you know, by clicking on their picture as opposed to sending them an email. And I lose the, you know, the viral components of like the newsfeed, for example. So what we work with companies to do is tie the media buy that provides the reach with the engagement that comes from an application. And so that way, you know, you can provide this unique branded experience that's really not possible elsewhere.
Got it. So you really just keep them on site, keep them in experience, and just really do more cross promotion within that channel itself. That's a great idea. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you so much. I've had Kevin Barenblatt from Context Optional here at Webmaster Radio's ongoing coverage of AdTech 2008. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.